Thank you for starting your week off with the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, AM, satellite, iTunes, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We're everywhere. I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Celtics. You might want to know about them as basketball season gets started up. Also, everybody's talking about Roger Clemens. We will discuss his appearance on 60 Minutes last night, as well as all them their football games that happened over the weekend. But first, we do want to get you some news with Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Allison. Good morning, everyone. The international war crimes trial of former Libyan President Charles Taylor resumed today at The Hague. The trial has been delayed for the past 6 months after Taylor boycotted the opening session and fired his attorney. Taylor is accused of orchestrating mass killings in Sierra Leone during that country's 10-year civil war that ended in 2003. The 11 charges against him include murder, rape, enslavement, and conscripting child soldiers. Taylor has pled innocent to all charges. Two bomb attacks outside a government office in Baghdad today killed at least 7 people and wounded dozens. The blast went off at an office of the government agency that cares for Sunni mosques and shrines. Reports say a U.S. ally was killed in the attacks, Riyad al-Samari, the head of a local U.S.-backed armed group. Sunni groups have been credited with helping to reduce violence across Iraq by 60% since June. In a separate incident yesterday, a suicide bomber detonated a bomb during an army festival, killing at least 5 people. And closer to home, there was a deadly bus accident in Utah yesterday. A charter bus rolled off icy roads in southeastern Utah, killing 7 and injuring about 20 passengers. The bus crashed Sunday, about 10 miles north of Mexican Hat in the Four Corners region, where Utah meets Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, rescue crews from all 4 states were deployed to aid the victims, but severe winter conditions have hampered those efforts. The cause of the crash is still unclear. And finally, in case you haven't heard, it is crunch time in New Hampshire. That's where the nation's first presidential primary takes place tomorrow, and NPR producer extraordinaire Katia Dunn is on the ground, in the trenches, in New Hampshire, following candidates on their final push.
It's hard to cross the street in Manchester right now without running into a journalist or a presidential candidate. But the real VIPs here are the undecided voters, such as Al Davenport, who works in sales. Davenport says he's looking for a candidate who can build consensus across both parties.
I think that John McCain was the first one to mention in the Republican Party that I have seen to talk about global warming. And I think that's a good thing. As long as both parties are talking about it, somebody will start to do something about it.
Still, Davenport says he's leaning towards the Democratic side. But like many undecided voters, he might not make up his mind until he walks into the voting booth.
Indeed. That was NPR's Katia Dunn on the ground in Manchester, New Hampshire. You can find all the election coverage and other news online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.